This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. There's a new face familiar to most Texans on President Trump's National Security Council, former Texas governor and now Energy Secretary Rick Perry. A new memo lays out a reorganized NSC Principals Committee. Among the other changes, White House strategist Steve Bannon is out of the NSC. So I spoke about Perry's appointment to the NSC earlier today with William Imboden, a former senior director for strategic planning on the National Security Council, who is now a professor at the LBJ School of Public Affairs at the University of Texas.
Well, there's much less here than meets the eye. The Secretary of Energy has been a statutory member of the NSC since 2007. This was a law passed by Congress, part of a big omnibus energy bill, which, among other things, and very few people even noticed it at the time, made the Secretary of Energy a statutory part of the NSC. But in fact, every president has considerable discretion on who he or perhaps she includes in their own NSC meetings. And so Congress can say who they want there, but ultimately the president will, and the National Security Advisor will be deciding on each particular meeting who they have in the room. So this is really, it's nothing new for Secretary Perry to be included because previous energy secretaries were as well, at least on paper. But in fact, you know, the way it's going to work in practice is if there's a NSC meeting involving energy issues, and of course the Energy Department oversees America's nuclear arsenal, Secretary Perry will certainly be there and will be an important contributor.
Can you give me an example of what that might be? In what sort of scenario the energy secretary would be called into an NSC meeting?
Sure. Well, so things involving the Iranian nuclear program, we know that, you know, Secretary Moniz, Ernest Moniz, who is President Obama's Secretary of Energy, was very involved in the nuclear negotiations with Iran. Things pertain to the North Korean nuclear program, perhaps, and that's obviously a very pressing concern in the headlines today. Things concerning any further nuclear arsenal negotiations that we might have with Russia. I don't think there are any on the table right now, but if there were, Secretary Perry would be included there, or things that don't have to do with a nuclear arsenal, but maybe other energy security issues. If we're looking at alternate oil and gas pipelines from Russia to Europe, for example, that's been a real security issue, how the Russians will sometimes shut off oil and gas supplies as a matter of blackmailing Ukraine or other countries they're not happy with. If the U.S. is formulating a response on that and an NSC meeting is called, the Secretary of Energy would be there at the table. So those would be the sort of issues that Secretary Perry would be involved on. And we'll need to be speaking for the Energy Department on.
Will, you've expressed concern about Chief Strategist Steve Bannon having a role on the National Security Council. You must be happy to see him out of there now.
I think it's a good thing. I just, in general, don't think it's appropriate for political people as opposed to policy people to be a part of NSC meetings. That's why President Bush, when I was working for the NSC, did not have Karl Rove, his strategist, in any NSC meetings. And given that that's mostly what Bannon's domain is, the political aspect, I think it's a good thing that he's no longer part of the NSC. And the bigger story here is this is National Security Advisor McMaster consolidating his power and authority and control over the whole NSC system. And that's good because he's a responsible, accomplished person. If he's going to be able to succeed in the job, he needs to be empowered to be able to do it.
This kind of shakeup, though, this early in an administration, is it unusual?
Well, it's very unusual, but it's only the most recent one we've seen after Mike Flynn being fired. Now looks like Deputy National Security Advisor KT McFarland may be taking up a post over in Singapore as our new ambassador there. So this is certainly very unusual. But then President Trump has been a very unusual president. The least experienced commander-in-chief we've ever had in American history. And so in addition to his obviously very colorful personality, given that lack of experience, we shouldn't be surprised that there are some significant disruptions and growing pains early on here. But now that General McMaster has been given the chance to assert his authority and really do the job he's been asked to do and bring his people in and put his structure in, that's all to the good.
So National Security Presidential Memorandum Number 4 is the document that lays out the reorganization of the NSC. How would you characterize overall this new structure of the National Security Council?
And it is very, very close to the National Security Council structure created by Brent Scowcroft under President George H.W. Bush. And that's often regarded as really the gold standard of NSCs. So I'm encouraged to see that General McMaster, who's also a historian and has, I think, looked into history and seen that that model worked very well, let's do what we can to bring that model back.
William M. Bowden, former senior director for strategic planning on the National Security Council, who's now a professor at the LBJ School of Public Affairs at UT Austin. Will, thanks for your time.
Okay, sure thing.